Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time to get on board. TMG is taking off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, do me a favor. Don't forget to visit and share and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan. Y'all know who she is, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, today's episode is going to be historic. It's going to be great. It's going to be an amazing one. And it's going to be one that's going to go right down your street. You don't want to miss this one. Guys, you know how we like to do it. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, for streaming today. And whether you are watching the show for the very first time, if this is your very first time hearing me, do me a favor. In chat, type the word new. Yeah, you're new to the show. And maybe you've been listening to the show for the 3 years, 4 years that it's been streaming. And you said, Travis, man, I've been watching and listening to your show for 4 years, and I'm glad I am. Thank you so much. And whether you are listening in Canada or the Philippines or in Morocco or in Spain or wherever in this world you're watching and listening to the show, let me take this time to tell you thank you. I really appreciate it that you are. I mean that, guys. I do. Guys, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to share and maybe come on a show, drop us an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. Listen, but Travis, I know someone that has an amazing story to share with your listeners and with everyone across the world, but I don't want to come on a show. That's okay. You can still drop us their information at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. So, guys, before we jump into the show, we have a few affiliate sponsors. Now, I'm going to play that information. Once I play that information, we're coming back and we're diving deep into this episode. This is going to be good. Don't go away. Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn his commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online, sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way to...
There it is, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors, guys, the chat, if you're going to blow up with all that information. Guys, we want to welcome our newest affiliate sponsor, Gizmogo. If you have any devices that you want to get rid of, keep that change laying around the house. No, sell it. Make some money. Guys, put some extra money in your pocket. Guys, if you have not caught today's episode title, today's episode, guys, is Shattered Glass. Rebuilding after school shootings. And I know this is a topic that spreads across this country like wildfire, spreads across this country like a decent conversation. And we call it Shattered Glass. Guys, our guest today is going to be an amazing person. Like glass falling, the lives of so many lives have been succumbed to the rise of the societal blight that has become a familiar headline and social media hashtag, school shootings. When I was coming up, it just wasn't a thing to talk about that or even discuss because it never really happened when I was coming up. According to an article in the Austin American Statesman, there have been approximately 652 school shooting incidents since Uvalde's incident, according to the K-12 school shooting database. And get this, guys, and 78 of those school shootings resulted in 38 deaths and 111 people being injured, according to an Education Week analysis updated May the 13th, so just last month. Guys, and years after the tragedy that occurred in Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, that number appears to be growing. Today, guys, we will take a look at the human impact when events like this occur, discuss and explore various contributing factors, and what are some steps forward that we can take for prevention and rebuilding. Guys, our esteemed guest today is personally familiar with the events of this topic. She's a mother and advocate for school safety. Guys, do me a favor. Give a huge TMG welcome for Lori Elderhead. Lori, how you doing? So glad that you're here.
Hi, Travis. How are you? Love your energy.
Thank you so much, Lori. And Lori, please help me. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yes, Lori Elderhead.
Oh, man, my phonetics teacher would be happy right now. She's doing this right now with me. So thank you so much, Lori. I'm going to do this on the air because I told them I was Stuart Sachs, Brandon Novara. I'm sitting here with Lori, guys. And I know you're going to listen to this show. And Lori told me to tell you hello. So there, that's all you're going to get. I love those guys. They have a podcast I watch called Trash Talk every Tuesday. And it's kind of like my morning coffee. So they're really great, Lori. They told me to tell you hello. They love you. Absolutely love you. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Guys, so Lori, we know why you're here, and we know what brought you here to this stage. And this was an incredible event. And February the 14th will never be the same for you ever again. It's supposed to be a day of love and appreciation and care. That's not what that day means to you anymore.
No, Valentine's Day is a horrible day for me and my family. 6 years ago, on February 14th, 2018, my daughter, Alyssa, was brutally murdered in her English classroom at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. So that day, every Valentine's Day, we remember the death of my daughter, Alyssa. We go to the cemetery and we remember the 17 that were horrifically murdered that day.
Crazy. It is a day where most times you think about happy times and people give you, you know, your gifts of love and expressions of care and thoughtfulness. And it's a situation where that's just not the case for you. So I'm going to walk through this a little bit. Take us through what kind of went through your mind when you got that phone call or you saw it on the news. What kind of went through your process through your mind, Lori?
So I received a text message saying shots fired at Stoneman Douglas High School, kids running and jumping the fence. Mm-hmm. And immediately had this sense of loss that came over my body. I got my car, I drove as fast as I could to Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, parked my car on a sidewalk, started running towards the school. There was lots of police officers there that stopped me. And Alyssa's best friend, Abby, came. And I remember looking at Abby and looking at the space next to Abby and saying, where's Alyssa? Because they were always together.
Right, right.
Abby got a text message a few minutes later saying that Alyssa was shot. And I immediately fell to the ground, my head spinning, and just my mind going out of control. Just not in, like, any understanding that my daughter was just shot at school.
And of all places, school. Some of the places are supposed to be the safest places to go. I mentioned in the beginning, Lori, that, you know, when I was coming up, I'm born in 1969. So when I'm coming up, things like this just weren't heard of. You know, one of the safest places you could go is either church or school. And now you hear those type of things happening in those safe places. And it just kind of gives people that shell shock kind of sense of feeling. Where can I go to be safe? Where am I safe? You know, we know sometimes people try to, you know, vandalize different things. But there are two places where people always felt the safest were church and school, and for you, school has forever been changed. When you hit school bells, I can't even begin to imagine, Lori, what you feel when they say school's out or school's beginning. You know, how it's almost like, real, I don't say reliving it, but just can constantly reminds you of that. And when something like school shootings occur, it shatters. It shatters not only lives, but communities, your whole entire community was impacted by that. Social norms get shattered. You know, we're going to wake up, we're going to go to school as usual. Come home from school as usual. All those social norms get shattered along with communities' lives and those individuals' lives. And can have a huge kind of a psychological impact on everyone, as you were saying. What are some of the day-to-day emotional and psychological hurdles that you have to face with that? Because I know there's got to be some.
Well, absolutely. I mean, every day there is an empty room in my house, the emptiness in my heart, the pain that I feel for losing the death of my daughter, Alyssa. But, you know, my husband and I, we turned our pain and grief into action. We started a nonprofit organization, Make Our Schools Safe. And we're focusing on passing Alyssa's Law nationwide. Panic buttons in schools already passed in 6 states.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Thank you. And then also through our MOS clubs, Make Our Schools Safe clubs, we have our students help to create a culture of safety within our school. And we help to raise money and give money back to schools for school safety projects. So we feel that we're honoring Alyssa and Alyssa's legacy by doing these things and helping others. And also I ran for the school board. I've been on the school board for 6 years, currently the chair of the school board.
Good job.
Thank you. And so I feel that every day that if I can make an impact and make schools safer for other kids, that Alyssa is helping to save lives.
Absolutely. You know, what I like to see is that, you know, through the pain, through the hurt, you're taking action. And what this tells me, Lori, is this, and this is what this tells everybody. This is the person you were all along. You had this type of passion and care for people all along. This was, you know, this was something that was inside you. This is who you are. and you are a very caring person to do things like this. Because some people, Lori, it would be easy to say, well, you know, this is my pain, my grief, I'm just going to sit on it. You're taking this, and you said you and your husband, you're turning this into action to try to prevent this from someone else, making steps so someone else's, you know, parent isn't feeling the same thing that you feel or that you guys face every day and have to face or walk past that in an empty room. So I can't say but hats off to you if I had a hat on. You know, definitely hats off to you guys because it takes a lot of courage. Now, a lot of us, a lot of times, Lord, when we go through painful things, the first thing we do is, you know, the temptation is to quit. You do nothing. And you fought through that. And you guys are really have a champion cause that you're fighting for to silence this thing, to try to put it into it. I heard you, and so tell us about Alyssa's Law. What's that about?
So Alyssa's Law is a panic button. So it's mass notification in any type of life-threatening emergency situation, whether it's a medical emergency, which we have 99% of the time in schools, mm-hmm. or an active shooter situation or a fire. We want to empower teachers to press a button, their panic button. It could be an app on their phone. It could be a hardware panic button or a badge they wear around their neck that they can press. And once they press that button, it's directly linked to law enforcement so that they can pull up the cameras in the school, get eyes on the scene, and then better direct their SRO or guardian on where to go to triage any of the victims or take down the threat.
That sounds like a great idea, especially the whole app on the phone thing. As we're in that type of society where everyone has their phone always with them, or even have it around their neck. So if someone does accidentally lose their phone or leave their phone somewhere, or it's in the car, you have that around your neck. And it's a great way to increase response. It's a great way. I think if responses are increased a lot, but the damage can be minimized if the responses are increased.
Right. We say that time equals life.
Absolutely.
And we know that the faster that we can get help on the scene, that lives would have been saved. You know, on that horrific.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Yay, I just remember thinking that I know Alyssa was shot, but that she was on her way. She was being taken to the hospital. So when I found out Alyssa was shot, I asked the police officer to take me to the hospital because I thought Alyssa was in the emergency room. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, Alyssa wasn't there, and Alyssa never made it out of her classroom in room 1216.
Wow. Wow. I'm so sorry for your loss, you know, Lori. That's definitely living every parent's worst nightmare. And on a day that everybody always remembers, you know, you just remember it differently. So, and those numbers 12, 16 absolutely must have a significant, you know, meaning to you. I know you're probably always remember those numbers as well. This absolutely tragic. You know, everyone saw it on the news and talked about it over and over, but you lived it. You absolutely had to live it and still live it. I'm certain that you've gone over the events of that day, like you say, again and again, and you are extremely active in this fight. What you have found, let's just questions here. What have you found to be some contributing factors to the raised numbers of school shootings?
So I truly believe the underlying cause is the mental health of our youth. And the lack of our youth getting that mental health services that they so desperately need. And the family unit not being there for their kids, parents not parenting, and unfortunately kids are growing up with their phones and social media. And so these are the problems that we have. Mm-hmm. And so when a child continues to go down a path and then gets access to a gun,
yep,
they are then rippling into creating this school shooting.
And you know what? I find it interesting. The first thing you said was mental health. And, you know, this is the month of June. May is, you know, tagged as Mental Health Awareness Month. And I find it interesting because I had several therapists on the show. And one of the main things they were talking about is not just mental health, but mental illness. And they were talking about how mental illnesses are so well hidden because of the stigma that's on them, and how people would rather tell you, Lori, that their arm is broken than tell you that their mind is broken. They would rather tell you my leg is broken than tell you my mind, something's not working in my mind because of everything that's happening. And they brought out that whenever mental illnesses are hidden, they eventually manifest in some way in society. And here we are.
But these kids are showing signs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
For us, as whether you're their parents or a teacher, to take action when they are showing those signs and get these kids the help that they need.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's like you're in your car when you're driving and that little red light starts blinking and you say, oh, I'll get it later. Oh, I'll get it next week. I don't have time to stop right now. And then sure enough, you're on a long road trip and that light gives out and so does your car. And what happens is we see these signs, we see the flashing red light, and we say, well, that's just a phase they're going through. That's just something they saw on TV. And then we get to a situation like this where the light's been flashing all this time, Lori. It's been going off. And I don't think what happened in 2018 was just, you know, something that just happened in that year. I think there were flashing lights up until 2018. And I think there were lights that's been flashing, Lori, and finally it stopped flashing, and this is the end result.
Oh, yeah. There was so many signs. There's so many situations about the shooter. I mean, even from the FBI knowing, and they didn't take the threat seriously. So we have to take these threats seriously. You know, see something, say something,
absolutely, report
things, and you know there needs to be behavioral threat assessments done on these students. Get them the safety plans that they need, and you know maybe they don't bring a backpack to school because they're bringing weapons into schools.
Correct.
And we have to put that safety plan in place so that threat doesn't penetrate and get into our schools.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's all about prevention at first. Because after the fact, it's no longer prevention. After that point, it's rebuild. You know, so it's all about prevention at first. We're talking about shattered glass. When glass shatters, Lord, it goes everywhere. You know, you ever seen glass? It just goes everywhere into everything. Like shattered glass on the floor, most will walk right past it without a second thought until it affects them. Somebody drops a glass on the floor, you say, oh, look out, this broken glass, and you'll walk around it. And you testify, oh, this is broken glass, and you'll walk around it. Most people will avoid shattered glass until it affects them, until they can't go the way they want to go, until it gets in their path. What are some of the dangers of ignoring this shattered glass? You know, these things that happen. What are some of the dangers of ignoring this? Because most times when, Lori, let's be honest, most times when things happen in the world, if it don't affect us, we're numb to it.
Yeah, I agree with you. We called it the Parkland bubble.
Mm-hmm.
We never thought that there would be a school shooting here in our high school. We live in a very affluent area, and so we never thought it would happen here to us. But when you were talking about the shattered glass, I just kept thinking about Alyssa's classroom where the shooter broke the glass with his gun and shot at the direct line of fire to and killing my daughter, Alyssa. And a few weeks ago, I went into the 1200 building and saw the shattered glass on the floor. I stepped on it, saw the blood on the floor where Alyssa was killed. And so when you're saying about the shattered glass, it's very impactful to me because that's how the 17 were killed and the shooter never actually went into the classroom.
Absolutely. And that's what normally happens when things that shatter us. You know, it could be done from a distance. In other words, something someone could have said to us 10 years ago will shatter it. And in this situation right here, they shattered the glass, and that glass impacted 17 lives. Alyssa being one of those individuals. Speaking of Alyssa, what was she like? What was Alyssa like? Now, I know Alyssa was a budding soccer star. So, yeah. And this is the year of the Summer Olympics in France. So possibly from what I'm hearing, Alyssa was headed that direction. So what was Alyssa like?
So Alyssa was an incredible soccer player. She wore the number 8 on her soccer jersey, and I actually got a tattoo.
Live
for Alyssa. And when you turn the 8 sideways, it's the infinity, which means forever. So
forever.
Alyssa will forever live with inside me. But she loved shopping, boys, the beach. She was just vivacious, all-American girl.
So she was a typical teenager, that's what I hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay up all night watching TV, eating everything she can, typical teenager. It sounds like she brought you a lot of laugh because I mentioned her name and the smile on your face went from ear to ear.
Yes. No, I love Alyssa so much. Miss her so much. And we'll just keep her memory alive forever.
Well, that is exactly what I heard. You know, if you ever keep someone's memory alive, then you've never really lost them. You know, they are always with you forever. As long as you keep their memory alive, they're still there with you. And I firmly believe that. And I believe Alyssa is listening right now and watching. And she goes, look at mom. Just look at her down. Look at her down there talking. So I believe she's sitting right here with us, Lord. I think she is. I think she's doing this. She's giving you 2 thumbs up right now. I think she would like this. Now, something like this will not be an overnight fix. And we know that. We won't know be an overnight fix. It will kind of require a pathway, so to speak, from problem to prevention. But we know what the problem, we know some of the issues are, but we want to go from that pathway from problem to prevention. What are some ways the everyday person can do to help prevent these things or these from occurring again?
So you can go to our website, makeourschoolsafe.org, and see how you can get involved, volunteer, start a Moss Club at your high school. Help us get Alyssa's Law, mass notification, panic buttons in schools in your state. And you need to start to create those layers of safety protection from making sure that your classroom door is locked, there is a perimeter fence. You're making it difficult for the shooter to penetrate and get into the school to your students. So we have different layers of safety protection that we advocate for on our website, makeourschoolsafe.org. And also it's very important that the students have lots of mental health availability to access, to be able to have that prevention, to be able to deal with their problems before it manifests into something bigger.
Absolutely. I'm going to put up the name of your website here so you can see it. But I'm also going to do this. I'm going to share it. I'm going to show it here so they can see that as well. Let me bring that up. There you go. That is your website. There you are right there in the front.
Yes.
Awesome. Cool, guys. That is really, really good. I love that. That is absolutely fantastic there, Lori. Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you for that. And I'm going to leave the website name up. But so what I'm understanding or what I'm hearing is it takes all of us. We can't expect one person, one group, one type of group, whatever. It takes everybody to band together, to come together to stop this. And we can get in front of our lawmakers. We can get in front of our local lawmakers, the federal lawmakers. And we can get on I don't say bandwagon, but we can really make it a passion and a purpose to make our schools safe, for our children, our grandchildren. And even if you don't have any children, your neighbor's children, somebody else that you've never met, but make our schools safe. It takes every individual participating to do something like this. Now, those are some things that we can do every day, whether we're on a podcast or whether we're on a news program or not. Every day we can do things to make our schools safe. If someone needed to get in contact with you, Louis, say, hey, look, I want to be a part of your organization. I want to be a part of Make Our Schools Safe. I want to be a part of what you're doing. I'm a PTA at this school. I'm a member of the PTA at this school, and I want to join with what you're doing, Lori. How can someone find out about you, about your work, what you're doing, and how can they get in contact or reach you?
So if they go to our website, makeourschoolsafe.org, we have a contact link. They could just fill that contact link, and that email will go directly to me, and then we'll reach back out to you.
Awesome. Let me see if I can get there. Contact you.
Yep. Connect.
Connect.
Yep. Contact us.
There we go.
And then scroll down.
There you go, guys. That's how you do it. It's really simple, whether you're a church organization or your school, and a lot of churches have schools as well. You have a lot of influx of people coming in and out, or just a public school or private school. Either way it go, if you have that and you want to be able to reach out to Lori and connect with her organization, you can do that through that website, guys, right there, makeourschoolsafe.org. Lori, I'm not going to hold you. I know you got to get out of here. I got to get out of here, too. I'm so glad that you were part of the show. Stuart Sachs, Brandon O'Vara, there you go. All right, I gave you a shout-out, guys. Lori, we are encouraged that you're here. We are definitely encouraged by you standing here. It takes so much courage to do what you're doing and to stand up. You're still standing up for your daughter. That's what I like. You are still standing up for your daughter. You refuse to take it and just say, I'm just going to let this happen and do nothing about it. Guys, today we were talking about shattered glass. Lori, let me ask you a question before we get out of here. Let's say there's someone right now that's listening, across the country, across the world, wherever. And they said, hey, guys, this happened at my school, but it didn't make the news media. What would you say to someone right now, Lord, to encourage that parent?
I would say just be proactive to honor your child that was horrifically taken, and that you can make your own organization and honor your child because you love them, and it's so important that the world knows who your child was, and that you don't have to make national news to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You love your child whether the news report about it or not. So you certainly can do something about it. Lori, thank you once again for being here. Guys, you know what time it is. Let me go ahead and do this, Lori. If I don't do this the right way, Lori, I get text messages and messages. Well, why didn't you end the show that way? So let me go ahead and do this. And let me do it this way. Guys, it's about that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Listen, don't forget to stream in right here each Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. And guys, you can catch us on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so many more. Lori, thank you so much for being part of the show. Glad you was here. And it's always imparting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I got to go, y'all.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.